Rock 94.5 Live Hoop Fest 2008. Hi, girls.
This is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren and Marianne. How are you?
I'm great. My name is Lauren, and I'm really happy to be here today.
I'm Marianne.
Hi, Marianne. Now, you are really sea gals. You were out there with the Seahawks.
Oh, you bet.
Working hard. Is it a slow season for you, or what do you do all summer?
Well, it takes a lot of preparing to get ready for the game. So we actually started in May, and we've been doing practices twice a week. And so, yeah, we should be ready to go come game time.
Yeah, our director works us pretty hard in the summer. Lots of conditioning to get us looking good for the first preseason game, which is in August. So we're really excited.
I imagine it's just got to be a really tough gig.
Yes,
it is. It's harder than it looks.
Total personality. You can't have a bad day doing your job, can you?
No, really, it's just so rewarding. Though it is very, very hard work for us, it's so rewarding. And, you know,
is it hard to travel so much?
We actually don't travel. We just do home games. And if we were to go to Super Bowl, we would get to travel there. We're really hoping for
sometimes
that.
Sometimes on promos like this one at Hoop Fest, we get to travel. But that's about it.
Now, do you play basketball, either of you?
I did, not for a long time.
I never did. I just danced all my life.
Well, today, what are you doing down here? Just kind of hooking up, meeting people, and promoting Washington State dairy products.
Yes, we are here with the Dairy Farmers of Washington State, and we are here to just promote, you know, healthy lifestyle, which would be exercising every day and making sure you eat your fruits and veggies and your 3 servings of dairy to stay healthy.
Yeah, it's especially important at this event because people are working so hard and getting exhausted, and it's important to refuel with good, nutritious food.
And the water farmers today. You need lots of water today.
Right.
Yes. It's scorching.
Oh my gosh.
We've been performing a lot. We actually got to teach a few younger girls.
You had that breakfast with some young girls who were hoping to do cheering later on.
Yeah, they won a contest for a fitness quiz. Right. And we taught them a dance and they performed with us.
They did really well.
The parents were excited.
And we've just been signing autographs and taking pictures and meeting all these great people.
Quick, what's your favorite Washington State dairy product?
Cheese!
Yogurt.
Hey, those two together are pretty good, actually. All right, well, thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Go Seattle. See you.
Go Seahawks! Woo!
Thank you very much, ladies.
My name is Jessica.
And my name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. Welcome to Spokane. Now, I know that, of course, you play with the Seahawks, but have you ever thought about maybe playing some basketball?
I've been shooting hoops recently, actually, playing some horse, getting ready for watching, I guess. But I'm getting tempted to go shoot some hoops myself.
You know, we were talking about this before, how I think we could put together a team of Rock 94.5 jocks against the Seagals. What do you think?
Ooh, I think that you have no chance, buddy.
Probably not, no. But we'd enjoy being beat. That's the consensus we came to. All right, so anyway, what do you normally do when you're not on the road or at the Seahawks games?
Well, we all have jobs. This is a part-time job.
Right.
We're all different things, from counselors to... some of us are in school. I deal with the mortgage industry, so it's a variety of things that we're in.
So it's almost a little break for you then to come on down and root on the team.
It is. This is a blast. We love being here in Spokane. We're here with the Dairy Farmers of Washington, kind of telling everybody just to eat right, have your good nutrition, and make sure you get your...
3 servings of dairy a day.
Exactly.
3 servings of dairy for sure.
Now, does that include ice cream?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
That's all. We're just in it for the ice cream.
Oh, ice cream is my weakness. I love it. Yes.
Yeah, mine too.
It can be healthy. I know dairy, so
exactly.
It works.
I think when we had some other Seagals in the studio with us, we were talking about healthy pizza suggestions.
But if you do have the ice cream, you need to get some exercise. Yeah. And even if you don't, it's so important. That's also why we're here, not just, you know, promoting good eating, but also exercise and, you know, a balanced diet will...
It definitely goes hand in hand, I agree.
Yeah.
You need your exercise, you need your nutrition.
What's the typical Seagal's workout?
Our typical workout, we start out with a great warm-up. We do everything from kicks and stretches. We do lots of lunges, sit-ups, lots of cardio.
Is it more upper body or just cardio, endurance?
Everything.
It's really everything. We try to hit the weights. We do a lot of cardio, a lot of stretching.
Push.
I couldn't do that.
Oh, you could. No.
Anybody can.
I can drum. I drum for 4 hours.
Oh, no.
Okay, so going into the Seahawks season here, are you guys ready to go all the way this this year?
All the way.
We already marked the playoffs and the Super Bowl in our schedules. So.
And you get to travel the Super Bowl if they win big time.
Yes, we will be there.
All right. And have you been to the training camp yet?
Not yet. The new one?
Yeah.
Not yet. It opens...
It's in Renton, Washington, yes.
Brand new, gorgeous. We've seen pictures, but we haven't gotten to visit
We'll be there pretty soon. I would say September-ish.
Do you have a big party before the games? You get to meet the team and stuff?
Oh, no. It's all work.
All work, no play.
We get there very early on game day, get ready, practice before,
sign and talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We work before the game. We go out and sell calendars. Oh, we even dance before the game.
Wow. We go and talk to people. And
speaking about dancing, this morning you got together with some little kids, and wasn't that fun?
Oh, it was so much fun. That was for our fitness challenge.
Yeah.
And with that, there were 6 girls who passed a nutrition quiz that we had on Seagals.
I remember that. It was on the website. Yeah.
Right.
Seagals.net.
No, Seagals Snacks.
Yeah.
Seagalsnacks.net.
Yes, right.
And so they won this challenge, and we ate lunch with them, taught them some healthy nutritional tips, and we danced and performed with them.
What kind of routine was that?
It was actually a performance that we do at our games. It's called a filler, and it's any music you put on, and we can put that to it. So something that we actually do when we talk to the girls.
Okay, next year when you're in town for Hoop Fest, I want you to teach our radio station some of these dances, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Thank you so much for saying hi to us this afternoon, and good luck with the Seahawks this year.
Thank you so much.
Let's hear you root on the team.
Let's go Hawks!
Woo-hoo! Go Hawks!
My name is Jessica.
And my name is Tina.
And this is Becky, and we are the Seagals.
And we're listening to Jeff Scott on Rock 94.5. 94.5.